la 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 la. Welcome to the gentlemen's, lobby with your boy Lil Beats, aka Lil Grippers.
Are you singing a song?
Yes, yeah. Along with the boy. Say your name, nigga, before I knock you out.
My name is Leek. I'm a freak in the sheets during the week. Woo. And I'm weak, but I see D-I-C-K on that bitch.
I'm going to stay on that bitch. We are also joined here by, sorry for cutting you off. We're also joined here by another boy.
With
what's his name also?
Leo.
And then, what the fuck was that?
Oh, what the fuck?
And then we're finishing up with the guy.
Mark.
The one, the brain, the brawn.
That's right. I kind of wish we weren't starting because there's sun in my eye.
Suck it up.
I'll get through it.
Suck it up if you're a man.
I think it's like the more I mess with it, it's like getting more and more swollen. So by the end of the podcast, it's going to be like, yo, that shit's still in my eye.
You still got this bottle of champagne right here. I see I ain't drinking.
Champagne. It's a champagne. I think it's wine.
It's champagne.
Yeah. Bologna.
But
Bologna.
It's the middle of December, my dude.
Yo, it's 2 weeks to what?
Christmas.
Okay.
Nobody in the world is like, yo, we about to celebrate Malik's birthday.
We finna turn up on my birthday. I'm getting.
I love him.
No, you don't.
He is my guy.
Do you really?
Yes.
So then, can I ask you a question then? This will prove if you really care.
Oh, shit.
You know.
I fucked up.
Go ahead. What's that question?
I fucked up now.
Did you get him a birthday present?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What day are you going to give it to him?
What day I'm going to give it to him?
Yeah.
On the 26th.
Are you not?
Yes, I am.
Also, we open all of our gifts. I think the only one's going to be like...
Yeah, you can't wait.
You got to wait an
extra day.
That would actually
cool. So then, since you're going to wrap it, are you going to wrap it what? Holiday wrapping?
Did I say I was going to wrap it?
You are going to wrap it.
I didn't say I was
I told
wrap
you
it.
You're going to wrap it.
Or who give told it me? Not me. Not you.
I did.
Wait, why aren't you going to wrap it?
Why aren't I going to wrap it?
Yeah.
I can't wrap.
What do you mean? But that's the most important. That's the coolest part is to wrap your own present. Even if it looks like shit.
I can't wrap.
Have you ever put aluminum foil on a plate of food?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not the same. If we're going by that logic, my present.
Why would take you so long to say
that? I don't know. I got stuck in the O's. I tripped on the O's and lied.
I was like, it's the same logic, though. Like, you got to think about it. Like, when you're rapping, it's not. It's a quick 16 and y'all done.
Yeah, you gotta like drop it like, and I can't do it off the dome fast enough.
Okay, so, I got it. All right, yeah, because you lost me. I was like, we were one way, and I was like,
but no, rapping like when you rapping a president.
I got it.
It's also like bringing heat in these streets.
Is it really though?
Yes,
it is. Yo, exactly. It's not hard to rap a president.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it only takes 2 pieces of tape.
To rap?
Yeah.
Why would you need tape to rap?
You how dumb piece of shit.
How is it gonna seal?
How does it stay wrapped?
Well, all you gotta do is come up with a good like 16, and it's fine. Just keep switching.
It's like this guy yesterday. What the fuck was we saying, yo? Is this guy
the Monster Hunter drawing? It was.
I was like, what the fuck is Brachydo shit? And he's like,
yeah, you know when you got two sets.
You know he had 2 sets of on the monster shit. Remember that shit was so funny, yo.
Oh, that was good.
Just keep confusing.
That's
the shit
one
out
of those.
Everybody.
You had to be there, Mark.
I don't play Xbox anymore.
Yeah, you do.
This guy abandoned us.
No. But if you guys want to do a Destiny raid, yo, I'll come back.
I'm still with it. I'm with it.
I'm with the boys.
Let's do a heist, bro.
I'll come back for GTA heist.
GTA heist are pretty, like, when the new ones, when we're not doing it for the 15th time, and someone keeps messing up at the same exact part, it's fun.
Wait, did the new heist come out already?
Yeah, it came out.
Oh, it's out already.
Oh, bad.
Two heists behind.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that.
Wait,
but
2 heists?
Yeah.
Remember the one,
like that joint was dumbass long?
Oh.
He didn't do that one. He did all the ones before that. All
right. Well, yo. So, yeah, I'm down.
We're going to have a gentleman's lobby heist.
Oh, my mama.
That'd be fun.
Oh, we should record that.
That would be. Hell yeah.
That'd be cool.
Stream it.
Hit the whip on that bitch.
Dang, you got really excited. We said we're going to play GTA 5. He's like, yeah.
Mainly because it's a heist, though, so we got to carve out a good amount of time for it. Mainly yeah. Especially yeah. the way, like, Leo plays. What was
Conjuring spirits over here, like, hum, he's like doing the fucking out the corn. No, I'm gonna say that.
No, I was the I caught the reference.
The Xbox Hellblade, John. Remember? Oh, nice.
That's basically corn. Yeah, I was, see, it was the new Hellblade commercial trailer for the second one, and that was like she was like money. Doing that throughout the whole thing.
Melissa wanted to say something for a while.
I'm just saying, cause I needed the money. I need the money back.
Like in real life, for the heist. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, in real life too. You're not.
All right. Well, we should do the heist on. Let's do it tomorrow night.
I'm with it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
What's up with tomorrow night?
I mean, he doesn't get home till like super late. But let's do some careful planning and schedule it out. Cause like I said, it's a heist. We got to carve out a good amount of time.
Look, it's a heist, not a fucking, not a real heist, bro.
You just get on might as well be the way people be messing the fuck up.
We haven't played a heist in so long.
We'll and exactly we'll why all fine. The more reason we have to plan it out because people be fucking up.
I'm pretty good.
Get your friend if I get him.
I don't know.
I don't want him.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Well, I guess I'll just take my fucking leave.
Kylo's been orphaned.
There's still something in my eye and it's bothering me. But right. Oh, so you know something else that doesn't really bother me, but I just kind of wonder. Mm-hmm. What happens? Why are you touching my phone, man? Get the fuck out of here. Long-fingered, bald. Man, we're in the holiday season and you got them grimy people out there, man, who be taking packages and shit. Fuck them. But I've always wondered, like, what's the solution with stolen packages? Like,
there is no solution, I don't think.
I mean, it's gone unless they can track whoever took it.
I mean,
but how?
I feel like at that point you just report it to Amazon.
Yeah, maybe? If
you, or whoever you ordered it from.
I don't know their policy on like stuff getting stolen because there's no way to like
because they can't reimburse
like, it's not like you can be like I got stolen. They're like, well, we dropped it off and took the picture, so
yeah, like there's no way they can reimburse you.
So all right, so one time, so this was weird. So Ellie got something a couple years ago. She bought me an Apple Watch for Christmas, and she put the wrong address, which was like, so it's like the number that she put was just the house that was in front of us. And she found out that, you know.
I remember this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so we called and we went over there and they're like, oh, we don't got no package, we don't know. And I'm like, nah, fuck that. Like, I know y'all got it. So like I called and then told them situation. They were like, well, we'll send you out another one. And ever since that moment, I always thought that was weird because it's like, I wonder if they thought I was like a liar. Like,
they probably did. But the paperwork, like, and not necessarily the paperwork, but like them escalating it to management and all of that, it's just a pain for them. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh my gosh, nobody. Because, you know, you're probably dealing with that all this season. All my packages got stolen. Send me another
I was one. Working at Comcast during that time, and I was on hold for about 2 hours because they had so many calls going through.
Which is crazy. Which is straight crazy.
Yeah. But now you can get a call scheduled to you, so that's good.
You can you can probably booby trap your packages.
Yeah, I just want to put a shotgun in a hole.
Why not just get them?
Somebody yanked that, John.
Blood real. I was thinking something like a, you know, like the paint bags that like banks have and shit. Like you just open that joint like, like it just make like a dummy package. It doesn't even have to be like a real
one. I think people made like videos of that. Like,
yeah, like there's videos.
They'll open up like an iPhone, John, and that like, shit would just like explode with something.
It's like they put like an airbag or some shit.
Or like a shit ton of glitter. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody did that one joint with the fan.
Yeah, they saw open that one. Like,
yo, I'd be sick. I'd be like,
and stuck on an airbag one.
No, but
like, people do a lot of crazy shit. It's kind of funny. I mean, you can't really feel bad for people because, you know, they steal it.
They're stealing.
You walked into that shit, so.
Don't steal.
It's funny because I get my, so I get my packages, most of my packages because our apartment complex is, like, weird, so I don't really want to get packages sent there.
Right.
So I get them sent to homie Johnny's house, like, up the street. And it's funny, I always think, like, people think I'm stealing because I kind of, like, just roll up.
Yeah, so you just walk
in the package and, like, it's all here. And then just get in the car and, like, leave. So I'm like, the people there, like, stealing shit.
When I was picking up your package,
it felt like that, don't it?
I, like, grabbed it and I turned around and everybody was just like,
Leo, didn't that happen to you when I asked you to when I got my GPU?
Yeah, that was that was so weird. I grabbed it, and a lady looked at me, and I was like, "It's for my friend." Come on, man.
Yeah, that's the funniest, yo. I had a. Damn, I forgot what I was about to say.
It'll come back to you. But yeah, I like the car was still running. I went and grabbed Mark's package, looked over my shoulder, and was just like, "It's from a friend."
Yeah, you're just like,
I don't even say that.
Like, mind your fucking business.
And I just look at him like, car. I just as I'm walking away with the package, like, and they're just like, "I knew black people were bad."
It was like, "There you go."
It's funny because Leo was taking the package from my front step.
Like straight up, just like pick that John up.
Everybody neighbors is like, "I know he does not live here. He lives in this fucking house."
Today, Amazon Prime was at the apartment complex, dropping somebody's stuff off. Mm-hmm. Boy walked up, laid it John right on his step.
On like the
right front, outside. Front door? I was like,
"That's just wild."
Wow,
yeah, I can't do that,
bro.
No. Like, it was one time, yo, this is midsummer. I go outside, I have the baby, Violet's pooping, and I see somebody and he's just walking with two weed whackers. And I was like, "What?" Like, it, you don't think of anything, you just, you saw it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but then I also noticed he kept looking over his shoulder. So I was like, "Well, whatever, yeah, that don't matter." And then I hear this, dude, I feel so bad. I hear this old dude down the block, like, "Hey!" And then the dude just starts booking it. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" So I looked down. He's like, "He just took my weed whackers." And I was like, "Damn."
You know, see, I'm a big, firm believer in karma. So, like, yeah, that shit gonna come back. If it didn't already, and bite him in his ass.
Did you ever see that one video of the one chick who took the package, and then as she went down on the lawn, she broke her leg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that karma be like, "Okay, watch this."
Karma said, "Okay, I got something for you, baby." Facts.
Every time she gets a box now, she got that PTSD. She's like,
"Bro, I told that somebody would bring back equipment, and they left the headphones in. I was like, "Well, these are brand new, fresh headphones. I'm taking these joints." Bro, I took the headphones. The next morning, I'm getting my car to go to work, and I get this big ass nail on my car and get a flat. I'm like, "Bro, I'm never doing this shit again, bro."
Taught you real quick. Wait,
now you want to look for that guy for the headphones. I got to give it back to him.
Yeah, bro, for real. No, that shit crazy. I don't even fuck this, man.
No, it's super grimy, though.
No, I've never had I've never dealt with the whole missing package ordeal. I hope I never do.
Yeah,
but
no.
I've been pretty fortunate with my packages. So
I just
far.
Yeah, I just said that story. My wife just chimed in. She was like, "The Apple Watch on." But yeah, no, that fucking sucked. But that one wasn't like, I mean, I know they had it.
Yeah,
I know they had it. Yeah, that she was really hurt by that. I felt really bad.
It was. I mean, that's a watch too. That's a lot of money.
Fuck yeah!
How much was it?
When it first came out, how much was the watch?
It was
like 3, 4?
Was it the Series 1 or?
Yeah, it's like when it first came out. Yeah. Actually, it was the more high. It was the sport one.
Oh.
So it was
okay.
Like the one that kind of came out a little after.
Right.
So you said they did send the they sent a replacement though, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it wasn't like.
At least it worked out, but then it kind of ruined the surprise.
I just went across the street and beat that whole bitch up, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I got real petty with it. Like, I waited. I waited for trash day and was like, "If I find that fucking, if that box says QVC on it, I'm running up in that shit.
I'm running up right in it. I'll be like, 'Yo, I thought you were saying get no package.' But I mean,
Yep.
Fuck that.
I threw so many hands.
Immediately. You know.
I can't wait for y'all to see all the stuff I got y'all.
I still haven't gotten none for y'all.
Great.
Same. I mean, but I have in mind.
I ain't impressed about it. Like I said, I just want y'all to see what I got y'all.
When I get paid, I'll go and do my
do whatever you want.
I'll do it.
So you know, Biggie. I ain't impressed about it. I'm just gonna remember it for the next 2 years.
But I haven't. I don't know, I can't.
I gotten paid. We got chocolate coins.
We gotta go and get that, John.
All the Eagles was the best in, like, kindergarten. Right? Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying, like. I seen them in there, and it was just like, ooh.
You remember the candy cigarettes?
Yeah.
The candy cigarettes?
Now we moved on to real cigarettes.
That's
what
the cool
kids are doing. Let's not speak for everybody on that case.
Yeah. I went from imagination to actually doing.
But I've been good. I haven't bought a pack of cigarettes in like two weeks.
Proud of you?
How many?
Like 2 weeks.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. It's been a little rough, but.
And the withdrawal, like, kind of.
Nah.
Mark's no longer gonna be losing weight, y'all.
No, I need to hit the gym. I'm lying.
Me and Ellie stopped smoking in a very convenient time. Yeah. We stopped smoking because obviously that shit was really affecting us. And then shortly afterwards, them Johns were like 12, 13 a John. I was like, yeah.
It's such an expensive addiction, too. Huh? Yeah, how much are cigarettes now?
You're probably $15 now.
No.
Every year shit goes up.
Nah. I think so I bought marbles.
Marlboros. Us Philly people have to be on marble.
Yeah, Marlboro. But they came to like $11, $12 maybe.
And Newports are
$11, $12.
And we bought Newports, which were like $13. Well, they're up to like $12, $13, I believe.
You might as well go eat out at that,
pretty much.
Right? Yeah, that's
two mics of breakfast.
Yeah, right.
And it depends. And there's some people who smoke
four packs a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And so I know. I think a little after that, we did buy another pack of cigarettes, but we were like in North Carolina or some shit, and boxes were like $5.
Virginia.
Yo, that shit was like $5 for a pack. I was like. Fuck yeah, dude, that's a steal.
I think that makes me happy, like, a lot of, not as much people in our generation smoke as much anymore. Well, not anymore, but, maybe anymore, who am I to judge? But I feel like our generation doesn't smoke as much as...
That's because weed is now, like, a thing, as opposed
weed,
to
the oil,
like,
the oil.
I mean, it was a thing.
Yeah. No, it still is.
And I'm saying, it's...
Yeah.
Right. There's 1,000 more things you can use.
There was 1,000 around when we were
talking 15. Right. Yeah. But, like, I'm not saying weed was a thing, but it already was before us.
It just was illegal.
Yeah.
It was
very illegal back then.
Yeah. Now it's legal. Yeah, it's like,
is it illegal? Like, is it though?
I mean, it's still illegal here. It's decriminalized in Philly, but. Up to a certain amount.
It's only illegal because the government can't pick money on it.
Yeah, that's they will.
We're supposed
eventually.
To be on America's side, dude.
America, fuck yeah.
And then don't suddenly you say, "Help us, help me."
What?
Are they starting a whole medical marijuana thing here now?
Some shit.
I think
like
it's
that.
it's been a thing in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a while.
But, yeah.
Not too that's long.
Good. Well, what's
you want another?
I got them.
Okay.
What states allow it again?
Colorado, California.
Probably Florida.
No, I doubt it.
Wisconsin, Denver.
Yeah, Denver is one of them.
This one just happened in Florida?
Happening?
Nigga, something happens in Florida.
Well, I mean, like, big time. Big time. The UPS drone?
Huh? I haven't heard this story.
Oh, with the boy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Whoa, I didn't know this.
So the boy, like the UPS drone got hijacked. UPS truck got hijacked.
Uh-huh.
And it was two guys who robbed a jewelry store.
Tell them me your grill.
And then they hopped into the UPS truck. And then like 14 squad cars.
Yeah.
And they were just... laying off.
They were going off.
And I don't even shooting. Know if the guys had guns, did they? The bank robbers? I don't know. I'm pretty sure they didn't get a shot off because that fucking thing got shot the
yo,
fuck.
Yo, it was
bad. Is there, there's a video of it?
Yeah.
There's a video of it, but there's not like, you just see the white like smoke hitting the truck.
Right.
But it's like wild. Like, they're like surrounding the U-Haul, the UPS drone, and just like... You would think this was like some type of game where you're fighting a boss. You know how like the boss is just like a sponge of just damage? That's what it looked like.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
They
yeah.
just sat there and were just airing this truck out.
God damn.
You ever gonna stop, bro?
Yeah,
like, they got a whole, then they had like a, I kind of think I remember this story now. And they had like the UPS driver like hostage or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, they had him hostage.
They still lit that fucking truck.
They still lit it up. Let that,
apparently, like I some bystanders got shot too. Mm-hmm.
The police was using like the bystanders as like human shields, not to get
shot. Yeah, like hiding behind the cars.
Oh, really?
Crazy, bro. Yeah. What?
It was. And then insane. The saddest, like the kind of fucking like going deep into the story was that the driver for the UPS wasn't working that day. And really? Took a shift to cover for somebody.
God damn.
And he died.
That's the craziest part.
It's not damn. The craziest part. The person's shift he took.
Yeah.
Was on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. He probably was like, I can't believe it. Facts. He'd have been like, you know what? God is good. I am out of here.
So, word of advice.
What that finna be?
Don't take shifts for nobody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. They gonna be like, yo, man, can you come in and work for me? Nah, I'm okay.
I can't.
Can you take this shift for me?
I really can't.
It's just
no.
The way Florida been set up.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, Florida, man.
It just seems like Florida's a shit show.
Yo, it's like, you get two sides of Florida. Like, you get the good side of Florida, like the tourist side that everybody goes to, and then you got the side of Florida that nobody wants
any no man's
of.
Land.
My coworkers are all Florida. The company I work for is Florida based, and that's all I'm saying. They're like, listen, Florida is not.
It's not it. No.
No, I think the main thing is like the reason why Florida seems so crazy. I believe is like their police reports are like more public, like publicized in a sense. So you hear about the shit more often.
Probably because it happens a lot more often.
Yeah. No, but like I forgot it was something like it's like some law in there where you can publicize all their shit, so you hear about it. So it's like the same amount sense. Of crazy shit happens everywhere else. It's just that Florida.
Yeah, because it'd be some wild shit. It'd be like man gave a crocodile peanut butter jelly sandwich, got killed. Like what the fuck.
Yeah, but it's like you won't like, you like that's it's stuff like that where it's like. Only like somebody in Florida would try. I mean, Tennessee is probably up there with goofy motherfuckers, but Florida, like, you know, like
everybody listens in Tennessee was like, the fuck, the fuck, you single us out like that?
Nah, man, but yeah, Florida's crazy. Florida's crazy, insanely crazy.
I would still visit though.
I would help.
Yeah, man. You got Universal Studios. You got Disney World.
Yeah,
of course, great, beautiful.
I got to visit that. The new Star Wars attraction.
Disney? Is that Disney World or Land?
Both.
Is it in both?
Is it both?
I don't know. I just know it's in Florida.
I think it's the one in Florida.
Which one?
World.
Is Land?
Disney
World?
World?
Yeah, okay. I kind of want to go to Disneyland. Isn't Disneyland like the crazy one?
Good.
Oh, no. Disney World is the...
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of makes sense. Land, World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Disney World is the one where they have like the new Star Wars attraction. And you can build your own lightsaber and shit.
Oh, it's so dope.
I'm gonna fucking go there. I mean, I'm wearing a fucking Millennium Falcon shirt right now. Falcon.
Yeah. Falcon. 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 Falcon punch.
Millennium Falcon punch.
So, you haven't gone to Universal Studios yet, right?
I haven't gone to both of them.
I'm like debating on if I want to go to the one in Florida or the one in California.
You want to go to Florida. You want to do Florida.
Why?
Because it's better. We just went over this.
But have anyone been to the Universal Studios in California?
No.
Would I? The Universals
Wait,
I do want to go.
The first one was built, which is better.
Yeah.
The
only, I think, one that would be better is like Japan.
That's what I was about to say.
That one, so, yeah. That one's, that's a,
we gotta
that's
get
a
you
must.
A mic, Ellie.
Yeah, right? Ellie, when you gonna join us?
Yeah,
like.
Get you a mic. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The one I wanna go is Japan.
Japan is a must. They got real life Mario Kart out there. I would so do that.
Hell yeah.
Right in Canada, right
Montreal?
Right
above Toronto?
Oh, nice.
Have
that's,
one.
That's another place I actually wanna go to. I wanna go to.
It's pretty much. Real life Mario Kart.
Oh,
I would love
that's
to
awesome.
That.
No, I want to fucking. Apparently, yeah, the Nintendo Land, it should be happening soon.
What, in Japan?
Well, in Florida. With Universal.
Oh.
Because they did a partnership kind of thing where they would do a Nintendo Land with Universal.
That's dope.
Yeah, like, dude. I want to do another like Florida, like the winter or some shit.
That's the only time. That's the best like, time to go.
The best time,
like people go who go to Florida in the summertime, it's like, oh.
You're melting.
Yeah, I feel like it's. Die. I feel like you get more rain in the summertime than you like. Cause when we went, it was like in March, And it rained like, yeah, when we went to Florida.
And it was like fall, winter. Because I remember it being cold as shit when we got back to fucking,
You want to bet your next check?
You always want to bet next check, but you never get checks.
Oh. That's okay, he just called you broke.
Shade. It's okay being broke.
Shade.
While he's checking that, Universal's where it's at, man. I will, man, let me be a spokesperson for fucking Universal. I mean, they would never hire me, because I'd be like, yo, this fucking place tight. Think about it.
This drunk tight, commercial.
God damn, son.
God damn. You see this fucking place? This place fucking fun as shit. Oh, man, I remember this, John. This John fun. Who, boy? They're going to be like, who?
Not to do much advertising. People who leave do it for them.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Same thing with Disney, Disney World. When you're in Atlanta, you've seen a commercial.
A lot of advertising, Disney World.
Yeah. I've rarely seen a commercial for Disney World.
Because everybody just knows about it.
Yeah, it's just like what Ellie said. Like, together. The people who leave are the advertisements.
When we went, it was just, I mean, I can't really complain about it, but it was just a lot of people.
There's always a lot of people, I feel like, there.
Yeah. I feel like that's a horrible time to go.
I mean, there was more reasons why it was a horrible fucking time to go, but...
We ain't getting into that right now. No, I want to do that.
When does that say?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, it was March.
I know.
Damn.
That's so weird. Why was it so fucking cold?
You got to apologize.
Because March is still part of winter.
Did you apologize?
Huh? Did I apologize? Never will.
Yeah.
Wait, when's the first official day of spring?
It's like March. It's like middle March. It's like
no, it's like April.
What the fuck?
April is like the first day of spring, bro.
It's March.
All right, so here we go.
Another bag. Here we go. Let's check it out. Let's fact check it.
Spring is definitely March. Come March on.
23rd. Yeah. Because it's
March 21st. Sure. Isn't I'm not sure about the day.
I know. I think the change of seasons is always on the 21st, is it?
Is it always on the 21st? Yeah.
Winter doesn't start till December 21st.
Yeah.
We're still in fall.
Fall.
Why have I never picked up on that? I'm dumb. Oh, yeah, I'm dumb. But, yeah, definitely March.
I'm learning so much right now.
It's definitely March.
Wait, really?
Malik, I would have found this by now. Nigga, what are you doing?
That's because he's wrong. That's why it's taking him so long to find that shit.
And so in the calendar, it doesn't say.
Nigga.
Just look, Google exists.
So on March, there's nothing that goes and happen on the March 21st.
Google first day of spring, exists. March 19th.
Oh, damn. Maybe I'm wrong.
Ellie lied to us.
Well, I know winter starts the 21st.
That's right.
See, the first on a calendar,
day
it doesn't
of
say it on a
winter
calendar. Because on March 19th, there's nothing there.
The 21st.
Because it doesn't mark it on a calendar. On the Apple calendar, it does not.
It does. Mine does.
Oh.
Yours do?
Mine's ours is dumb. But,
you just got a dumbass calendar?
Oh, yeah, March is definitely spring.
But, I mean, it's still cold, though.
Right? I got a dumbass calendar, too.
Yeah.
It's still freezing cold for whatever reason.
Not freezing cold, but it's still a little nippy.
The way global warming's been going, it's going to be cold all the way to motherfucking June. Last month, April was, like, ridiculous cold.
April wasn't that cold.
Last, 19?
It was really, like...
Last year was one of the longest winters I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
That's because everybody was waiting
for that shit was cold.
Mm-hmm. So that winter is coming joke lasted forever.
Well, I mean, we went and winter is going. It was already here.
It was already here. I was like, can you leave
winter
now?
Winter is going.
We just started winter, and I'm like, you're going to fucking leave, dog? Like,
I need hard to do another knife drop.
I hate winter, bro. I hate cold weather. I hate having to sit in my car and let it warm up. I hate letting my car warm up. I hate warming up. I hate
everything. Well, no, that's why I like the winter, because it's always cold.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What is? Are you
well,
insane?
Because the thing is, because summertime, you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you want to be cool, so you have to turn on AC.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get too cold.
So, all right, so let me ask you. In the winter,
I'll tell you,
do you turn the heat on in the winter?
Yeah, it does actually.
Not really.
You're a liar.
I swear to God.
You're a liar.
Is it warm in my house right now?
It's actually really hot in here.
Cooling down is always better than warming up.
Bullshit.
Are you mental?
Mm-hmm. Warming up is
so are you telling me that you, when you have the AC on, y'all sleep with no blanket?
Yeah.
So you rather be like, so... You out there like, I'm not going to say blizzard, but just like it's on that fucking that icy ass wind and you walk into a heated house.
That's
the best
that's a better feeling.
So you're saying that's better than fucking being drenched, fucking
in sweat,
hot
and
as fuck,
into
and then you walk into
house.
A blast of fucking air conditioning.
You know how uncomfortable that is?
That's
especially like when you start cooling off and your back was sweating, and you lean back, and you're like, hey.
But it's the same thing. When you go, when you come in from being cold
I outside, lean back and go, oh, my fucking back is hot.
No, you don't. When you walk in from the outside, and you sit down, you're like, oh, that's cold on my back.
You don't want to touch anything when I'm sweating.
Y'all tripping.
Nah. Weird.
It's warming so much up. Better to cool down than to warm up.
Yeah, right?
I hate having to warm up. It is the absolute, and I don't get cold, but I hate having to warm up my body. Like,
I'd rather be sweating than my joints hurting.
Damn.
That's true.
Well, don't let you know what I'm talking about.
The cold. Winter you make cold?
You
yeah.
Your fingers?
You ever be sitting
outside
yeah.
and throwing snow for an hour?
Yo, you be trying to scratch your hand like this. Yeah, your hands are on fire or some shit. You be like, you got arthritis.
You ever let your hands get so cold and you pour hot water on them immediately?
Well, our good friend feeling. Xander said that you can have a heart attack if you do that.
If you do what?
If your hands are cold and you put it under hot water, you can have a heart attack.
Is there science to back that up?
I
don't know.
There's a lot of things
Xander said. I've done it several times, and I mean, not to say
having
like...
Having heart attacks?
No.
No?
But I'm just saying, like, that's when my hands are cold, I'm like...
is it worth a heart attack?
I got hit these jaws. I never knew that gave you a heart attack. I mean, I don't know if he's telling the truth or not.
Yeah, we haven't confirmed that.
Yeah.
I can't confirm
We have to fact check it.
Yeah, I've never...
Or somebody can run a trial.
Let's do that.
Yeah, right. It's one of those people heart attack.
Keep a defibrillator on hand, you know.
Oh my
god. Safe trial.
Yeah, I've never heard that before, so I don't know if that's a real thing or not. But I hate having to do it.
Although, to extend the olive branch, I will miss wearing all my hoodies once summer rolls around.
Just wear your hoodies in the summer.
You're fucking crazy.
Just listen.
Hoodies are fluffy as shit.
Wear your hoodies in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just
don't wear anything underneath.
Yeah.
I already do that.
That's the same thing.
Well, I have a tank top on.
Yeah,
I already do that.
A tank top on. Yeah.
I already do that right now.
I don't like sweating. Period.
I don't like sweating either.
In the summertime
makes believe it or not.
Well, our good friend Xander loves wearing boots in the summertime.
Yeah, like I said, he'll fight you on that.
Him in a pair of sneakers. I've never seen that.
What's
sneakers?
That?
Never heard of her.
But it's weird. Like, I sweat more in the wintertime than I do in the summertime.
That's weird.
It's probably because
it does make sense, though, because you're in heating.
See, I was going to come at you, but then my wife agreed, and I'm like,
That's why. Like,
we're told to overdress to be warm.
Yeah.
Right. I hate.
I just like a light jacket in winter.
I'm the type of person, like, I can't, if I'm going somewhere, if I'm driving, I won't put on a jacket, like, I won't put on a long sleeve shirt, like, that's just how I am. If I'm not driving, then I'll put on, like, a jacket.
Have y'all found the perfect temperature of warmth for your car?
It doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does. You put the heat on blast.
Right.
But you drive with both the windows halfway down.
I don't like that.
That's true. That's
the perfect temperature. You know why? Because you're like, damn, I'm too hot. But then when that window go down, you get that cold air, you're like, hey, well, I can rock with this.
Yeah,
like,
it's awful. I keep going down, crack the window.
Okay. I'm the same way.
No,
I'm like,
I agree.
Open the door.
I agree with that. But I'm saying without doing that. Because that's like a cheat code.
It's impossible. It really is. You're in an area that's closed off. You're going to get too hot regardless.
I found 70 to be a good, like, middle ground.
Oh, y'all got numbers. I don't got numbers.
Yeah,
I got numbers. I got redness.
Yeah.
I got
69.
Got levels of red.
Yeah. Yeah. I have
70
like a,
is,
let
is
me
a
tell
good
you
spot.
In our apartment, right? It's like night and day, right? So if it's 70 and above, it gets so fucking hot, yo. It gets so hot. But if it's not at 70 and if it's like 69 and lower, it's freezing cold in there, yo. Like, oh my goodness.
I was driving Ellie's car for a while, and in the beginning, I had that drawn all the way into dark red,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm like, all right, it's getting hot. So now I'll start like getting to the lighter red. And yo, it's just like, you want it hotter? Like, no. And then I get to the white, and that John be like, this weird, uncomfortable. It's like somebody breathing in your face. It's not hot, it's not cold, it's just lukewarm.
I get to the point where like my car gets hot too fast, so I turn the AC on and my AC doesn't work, so it just blows warm air. I mean, it blows cold air if it's cold out, cool. But, you know. It's no. Cool during this time, but
yeah,
you're going to have summertime. I got every window to buck down.
Nah,
there we go. I'm driving in the summertime.
Then the sun be beaming in my car, too. So I just be like,
what, in the summertime?
No, now.
Yeah.
When you got the heat on and then like the sun is just coming down on you, you're just like, fuck.
Usually when the sun is out, you don't even need the heat on, though.
In the winter, you do.
Cold, yeah.
No, I mean, like, not when the sun is out, when it's, like, day, but, like, when it's, like, a really sunny-ass day.
Today was good. It was, like, 55 degrees today. Yeah. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Some casual.
And it's funny, too, because it's, you should know, like, that I like to warm up because it's when we went to Maryland that one time, and I had the AC really... Fucking cold, nigga was drunk.
Oh. We all night, bro. We had the AC on, and we all laid there like, yo, it's cold as it was cold.
First I got outed. So
was like, that the one when we?
This is before we slept. I already had it up.
Okay.
And Eric, you know, Kalo was like, yo, it's really cold in here. So y'all put it down. So I was like, oh, I'm with these types of niggas. So when everybody got comfortable and I knew everybody was sleeping, I was like,
yeah, bro. Like, we all went to sleep. I woke up and I was like, yo, my fucking face. Why is this so? Like, I was like, no, it's so cold. And I got up and I'm like, I look at it and I'm like, bro, there's no way this shit is down this low, bro. That tent must have changed 8 times that night, bro.
Because,
yo, it was horrible. And we're like, oh, the fuck you
I had a great night.
No, Maryland wasn't the same time when we first start. We watched Crazy Stupid Love, right?
No, that was our first time we went.
That was the first time we went, yeah.
That was the first time you went?
Yeah.
We only went one time. Oh, yeah.
Who?
No, I mean, as all of us. I forgot you went with us the second time.
He went with us twice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mark went with us twice.
It was just us three last time we went.
The last time it was me, you, and Mark. You came on the second trip? Yeah, it was the second trip.
The second trip.
He was there the first?
Yeah, first and second.
First, yeah.
You didn't.
Because I got a picture of him like bundled under the chair.
Yeah.
On table.
I thought that was the last time I went.
No, it was the last time you went. I've had 4 Maryland trips.
Wait, do we still have that video of Leo reading that pamphlet?
I think I still have it.
Oh my god, you have to send it. It's so funny.
It's on Snapchat, but I do have it. Yeah.
I'll never forget when me and Leo were just dumb tired on that first Maryland trip. Everybody was asleep, and you know that stupid tired you get when everything's just fucking funny.
Crazy Stupid Love was the funniest. We watched Crazy Stupid Love,
and that shit. That movie's not even that funny.
No,
but
it's not.
We watched it, I mean,
it's funny to me. It's funny now.
It's a rom-com, so it's like those, like, something happens, you're like, ha, ha, ha.
The thing is, I feel like if I watched it, if the first time I watched it was me awake and just chilling, I would think it was funny. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, it's a funny movie.
Like, yeah.
But that movie is now overly funny to
me
because of that night.
Because that night, that shit was so fucking
funny. I'm like, I'm sleeping next to Leo, and I'm like, what the hell is so funny, bro? I'm like... I'm waking up and I'm like, yo, these niggas are dying laughing.
You chose to sleep next to me?
No. Actually, you chose to sleep next to me. Kind of forced it on me. I didn't want it.
I don't want it.
You know what's funny? That we slept ass to ass, too.
I mean, is there a better way to sleep?
That's the appropriate way. No, but we were like touching ass to ass. We knew that, and like we mutually separated after a while. We were like,
bro, I wasn't.
This shit's comfy. My nigga caking over here.
No, the exact opposite, bro.
Then I was Big Spoon. He was Little Spoon. But he don't remember that part though.
He
was sleeping. No,
it's like the running gag. It was like one time. Never
but mind. That whole night was just funny because that was the same thing when Xander going. Mm.
Oh yeah, you know, almost got sent to Pound Town. I don't know what he was dreaming about, but that shit was popping.
Yeah, whatever he was dreaming about.
I wish I could have those dreams. I ain't never had a dream like that.
Yo, I don't mean to out Ellie, but yo.
Oh, shit.
This morning, I woke her up, and I'm like, good morning. She's like, yo, why'd you wake me up? I was like, morning. She was like, I was in a fight scene. And I was like, what? She's like, I'm like, what are you going to do? She's like, I'm going to go back in it. She was trying to finish that fight. I don't know who you were trying to fight.
Were you winning?
It was just like that point where y'all touch his shoulders and shit. It's like, yo, what's up, dog? What's up,
dog? It was like real, though, the way that it happened. It was like, I was in a house and I was with my aunt, and we were waiting for my uncle to come back with the car. And I guess I FaceTimed him, but he didn't have a keyboard. So he was like, he didn't have, like, the screen didn't work. So he had a wireless keyboard to type and drive in and FaceTime him. And I think, like, monsters attacked the car or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right? He's fighting monsters? It's the fight scene.
It's not good.
I love when the dreams get really fucking good like that.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, those would be the best.
I ain't never been in a fight. So I don't know that whole thing about you punching super weak in a fight.
I've never noticed that, like, in a dream. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
did we talk about this?
All my dreams, for whatever reason, have something to do with me driving like Fast and Furious. I want that to be my life.
We've talked about dreams.
Yeah, we definitely talked about dreams.
No, I've always said that. Like, I want all my dreams to be like Fast and Furious, where like it's like.
But yeah, all his dreams is him like riding the snail, and he's like, "We gonna kick it to the next limit." Yeah,
no. One last ride.
One last ride. I'm riding on turbo.
Oh yeah, I forgot that snail movie.
Oh yeah.
When you said turbo, my mind went to Wreck-It Ralph.
Nope.
No?
My mind's still not there after you said it, because I still don't know.
He was like the main villain in Wreck-It Ralph, Turbo. Remember?
Nope.
Nah.
Wow. I mean, he wasn't really a good villain.
Well, I think it's the wrong movie.
Well, remember he was disguised as the Candy King the whole time?
Nope.
No?
Still not ringing the bell.
I'm mad Malik's not even on my side with this guy. I thought we fucked with that movie.
Wreck-It Ralph?
I love Wreck-It Ralph.
The Turbo? The... Like the main villain? Yeah, he was the race car dude. He was
no, Monkey, that was the second movie.
No, that was the first one.
The first movie she had a game. She was a glitch.
Yeah, because I didn't even see the second one. So I
know the second one was good.
The second one was the second movie. They were in the web.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one was really good. They didn't race. They were trying to escape from, like, these people. It looked like it was a race, but it wasn't a race.
Candy
car. Yeah, it was
like some candy land.
The second one's really good. You should check it out.
You should watch the second one.
I really did like the first Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, you never watched the second one?
Did you guys watch Frozen? Or the second one?
I have not seen any of the Frozens.
No. I've never seen Frozen. I've never even seen Wreck-It Ralph.
I luckily caught Kylo almost about to watch Frozen 2 and stopped him.
Huh? I'm with you.
It's a conversation for all the podcasts, but I caught you watching Frozen 2.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
like you caught him watching porn. He's like, oh my God.
No, Blake, it's not what it looks like. If I do it, then I'll just be like, okay, who's your favorite porn star? I said, nah.
It's not what it looks like, I swear. No, but yeah, like, speaking of, like, Frozen 2 and shit, like, with Disney Plus, ever since I got it, like, I've realized it's so much Disney and Pixar shit that I haven't even...
Yeah, bro.
...even given the light of day.
You know what's crazy? It's a lot that, like, we haven't really, like, watched or given, like, the light of day, as you say. And you want to know this crazy thing?
Call me.
We're still not going. Like, I'm not going to. Cause
I think I will.
Don't. Were you mental?
What do you mean I'm mental?
It's nothing on there that good.
Well.
The Mandalorian. I'm obviously not speaking for The Mandalorian because that is, like, one of the biggest shows right now. Right at this moment, what's bigger than The Mandalorian at this moment?
Baby Yoda is bigger than The Mandalorian.
He's part of The Mandalorian, that's still The Mandalorian.
But the show isn't like...
It's like...
What do you mean?
It's literally just him.
That doesn't make Kylo stop.
See, I'm not saying that because I kind of disagree with you.
That doesn't make sense.
Because there's nothing else that I see now.
There's nothing like... good route right now.
Yeah.
Mandalorian
is like running ish right now.
Yeah,
it is.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, until
they make the Marvel movie
shows.
TVs, yeah. TVs.
TV shows.
TVs.
Yeah, TVs.
I
think, didn't they have plans for Daredevil?
I think
they're going to keep him?
Yeah, I think they want to bring him back.
They took it off Netflix already?
I don't know. I don't think they.
Are they going to PG-13 him? This is a real question.
They could leave it.
I don't think they would because it wouldn't make any sense. Disney owned Marvel when they did Daredevil on Netflix.
But it was like part of MCU, but not part of MCU. You know what I'm saying?
They might as well.
No, it was part of the MCU.
That's what I'm saying, but like it was part of it, but like it was only like those slight mentions. Like yeah, they never aliens say coming thick of them for like, yeah, they didn't say thick of them like in the movies.
I don't know why they would change the rating for it. It wouldn't make any sense.
If it comes to light with more I mean, kids and stuff, they would like censor, you know?
Just don't watch it.
No.
Just that simple.
But I think they could still put it PG-13 and still almost be the same way. Yeah, I mean what really made it that crazy?
Probably just the killing and shit.
The killing and stuff.
I mean Punisher killing a whole people in the prison.
That's a different person.
So, I mean,
I don't think they should change the rating. That would just be like...
I'm not saying they should. I'm just I wouldn't be surprised if it happened.
I would.
Daredevil's still going to whoop ass.
Yeah, regardless.
You're just not going to see as much blood.
I heard they were going to... the Venom sequel, they were going to try to make that one R because of an R-rated movie came out recently. Joker.
Yeah,
that was such a success. So they're thinking of making the next Venom.
They should have done it because
in the first place, right?
They should have done it in the first place. Deadpool was such a huge success, and it was R rated.
I'm surprised Venom wasn't already. He was over eating heads and shit.
Because they're trying to. PG-13 is like the easy way to kind of get more people, quote unquote, to watch it. Yeah. So
he was eating heads.
No, I know. I'm saying like, it's just more of a, everybody can watch this. And damn well, not everybody can watch it. Just make it R from the get-go, and whoever watches it, you know?
Makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like the movie would be a lot better.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, then that plot was just
that plot was garbage.
That plot was bad.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy and Venom carried that movie.
Yeah, Tom Hardy featuring Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
they carried that movie. If it was rated R, it would make it a little more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of movies with shitty plots that it's saving grace is its action.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, AKA especially if you're going to introduce Fast Carnage.
And Furious. Yeah, I was about to say reference. Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Are they rated R? They're not rated
no.
R.
No, he's just saying,
I'm
like,
saying, like...
He's saying, like, there's a lot of movies with shitty plots that are just good because they're
actors, for fun to look
at. Yeah, I finally watched Hobbs and Shaw.
It was garbage.
Yeah, like the
plot. It was garbage, but it was banging the fucking watch.
I just didn't like how Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Hart, and like all these random actors all of a sudden was funny. Was like,
Ryan Reynolds was funny as shit in that
movie.
He was only in there in the beginning, but he was funny as shit.
Yeah, he was funny as shit.
But like when Kevin Hart popped up, I was like, oh God, you gotta be like, I just was like, this is ridiculous, bro.
Well,
like,
you gotta think now, because I think The Rock is the executive producer for it now.
Is he?
I think so.
He probably was for that one, for Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, and so, I can't say anything about Ryan Reynolds, but I know him and Kevin Hart.
They do every damn movie.
Yeah, exactly.
They're best friends.
Like. So, it just makes sense. It's like Adam Sandler. Like, you know, he brings Kevin, all his homies.
The boy Kevin.
Kevin James. Rob David, Schneider.
David Spade.
I love those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about Joe Dirt the other day. That's my fucking
Joe Dirt
movie, yeah.
That movie is so funny, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I read this, or I only read, like, a short version of it, but, like, it was, like, if Adam Sandler doesn't get an Oscar for Uncut Gems, that he's going to purposely make a bad movie, which I kind of want that.
Did you see, it was on Twitter that, That scene where Scarlett Johansson and
I want to watch that movie so bad. Adam Driver.
Is it Driver or Diver?
Driver.
Yeah, them two was like they got nominated for like that little scene of them arguing, and everybody was like killing them on like Twitter.
I didn't. I do want to see that movie.
I seen that scene. It was like
I didn't even look at it because I want to see the whole movie.
Oh, see, you don't feel it like how. I mean, I'm not trying to say. But, there's a feeling basically to that argument.
Basically, what he's saying is, you ain't married.
I'm not married. But you know what scene was better?
What?
Fucking...
When the car drove out the building. Fucking... And
when you see Paul Walker at the end of Fast... Was it six or seven?
No. First of all, you're not going to disrespect me because that's my favorite movie series. I'm saying with Leonardo DiCaprio and...
Megan Fox.
Margo.
What is that girl name?
Margo?
Harley? Yeah.
Margo.
Yeah, and Wolf on Wall Street.
Wait,
which scene? When they argued?
Yeah, when he comes in at night and she like wets him with the water. And he's like, what?
I do remember that.
And she's like, who? What are you fucking up? Yo, that scene alone is so much better than with Scarlett Johansson, and
I think I've seen that scene, just that part. Yeah,
yo,
I've
that part,
literally
like,
that like
it's,
2 seconds.
It's like it's a little longer. Yeah, it's course. Actually a little yeah. longer, but it's that part is so good.
Nah, that scene from Marriage Story, like, so I didn't see it, but then I just saw it on pop up on Twitter, and I was like, all right, fuck
don't
it.
Don't tell me about it because I want to go into that.
Yeah,
yeah, I haven't seen it, but I feel like that, like, because I know the, like, I've seen people talk about it and. It just seems like maybe the context of that scene within the whole movie is probably why, yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
It's just a super intense argument, but the argument, even though I don't know what happened before it or after it, but it was like that argument was filled with like so much love, but like you don't understand until you have an argument like that. And it's just, it's such a dope, oh man.
But it's not, like, I don't know. I don't think it's enough to be, like, nominated.
To me, yeah.
I guess if you said, like, oh, because it hit home, then yes, but...
It's hard to act out stuff like that. Though.
Yeah, you gotta like, imagine,
a lot of people be like, I do that normally with my fucking shit. But, like, you can't do that to, I'm not going to say a stranger, but someone you don't have that.
Adam Driver, he killed it, man. But that like, fucking,
but at,
man.
But it, at the same time, it's just, like, the best way I could say to, like, do it is just, like, that anger and emotion that you carry, mm-hmm. that you don't let nobody see, at that moment in time, you just release
yeah,
it. Regardless,
like,
if it's
a lot of people can't do that at somebody that had nothing to do with that shit.
But it's a lot of people that can.
That can, yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
That's why like, they're actors.
Yeah.
I think I could do it.
I want to see you, I really want to see you push for
yeah,
to be
you,
an actor.
You say you
want to
do acting. I want to see you, like...
I think I could be a good
yeah,
actor.
Yeah, you could be the first black actor, dude. My bad. Actress. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, okay. Just, yeah, cool. All right, here we go.
Just have you not seen Viola Davis?
Yeah, from Fresh Prince. She played Aunt Becky.
I was going along with your bullshit.
But now I'm scared to stop it right now.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, we did it at the same time.
Yeah, that was real cute.
It's,
yeah.
like, exactly. it's a brother thing.
It's, no.
You wish you had that?
Oh shit! I thought I was fast enough. My elbow hurt now. Nah, but no.
I forgot the point I was gonna make. And
that you should be an actor.
You should be an actor, yeah.
Because you're filled with bullshit.
You are filled with a lot of bullshit.
And you're a liar.
You are a liar.
And you aren't shit. You're fake.
I feel like, ha-ha, this is from the podcast.
Truth is, we've never been recording, Malik.
Malik. This is an intervention.
This is an intervention. The fucking banner be like, comes down. Whoa.
What the fuck is going
Hold
on?
The fuck up.
No, yeah, I do. I do. I have to meet, you know.
The meet?
I have to meet B. Smith. That's that's my main goal as being an actor.
You have to meet B. Smith.
B. Smith.
This is an actor from
B. Wentworth. Smith.
B. Smith.
Who's Smith?
B. Smith.
Who's that?
B. Smith.
B. Smith.
Wait, is that the actor? That's not the actor.
No, that's not her actor.
He's saying B. Smith.
No.
Like Jaden Smith?
Like B-E-A, B. Smith.
Bea.
That's not, it's B.
Who is that?
It's her actual actress name is Danielle Cormac. Cormac.
From Mortal Kombat?
From whatever.
Oh. I'm getting lost in the song.
It's
so.
Like talking
So to you want to be a better actor than her?
I never said that. I said I just want to meet her. That is my main goal.
And that's why he wants to be
So you got to be an actor then?
Yeah.
To be an actor.
I can't meet her at a meet and greet.
You got to be in Australia though.
You could meet her in a meet and greet.
You got to be Australia.
Australia.
You can act your way to a meet and greet.
No.
Then oh, I got man.
You know a good thing to work on your acting?
What?
Do cosplay and act as a character you cosplay.
Yo, Malik,
I already do cosplay.
Malik would never be able to get away with accents, though.
I'm not good with accents.
You like accent?
Can you imagine him? I mean, just well, give Malik us your Christopher really Walken.
Not his Christopher Walken. His Christopher Walken is actually flawless. It's his Yoda impression is the problem. So I feel like we bring that up all the time.
Don't disrespect me.
No, we got to hear the Yoda then.
No, I think Malik should be an improv. Like improv.
Like.
Just like it.
No, I know what it is.
Just like what though?
Like improv. like I'll make shit up as I go.
Okay, okay.
I know what it is.
Yeah, I thought you didn't, though. Malik could be that guy. All right, guys, give us a topic. And he's just like, I hear somebody in the audience like, suck a dick. Hey.
No, bring it over here. I might just do it.
I'll be like Leonardo DiCaprio in Django.
Cut your hand on the table.
Cut my hand on the table.
Not going to lie. When you said Django, my mind went to Rango with the fucking chameleon.
What, you know, the weird? Fuck?
I was thinking Django. Because
I just seen a clip from that movie the other day with like the rattlesnake and shit.
Yeah.
So when you said Django, I just like, my mind instantly went to Rango. I was like, wait, he weird. Is not in that movie.
It's weird because I thought I said honest. Django and knowing what I was talking about. But in my head, I was like, damn, somebody's gonna think I just said, like, I'm talking about Rango.
I never watched that movie.
It's you never seen Rango?
Really yeah, I that's know. Like, I heard yeah. it's really good.
That's yeah, it's actually really good. It's like an underrated ass.
Yeah, like one of those like animated movies, but it's really good. It gets overshadowed.
Doesn't
like,
Johnny Depp play Rango?
Does he? Yeah, I think he does.
Mm-hmm. It's a wild. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I forgot what happened. He like ends up in like this western town. He's like a city fucking.
Yeah.
A city ass.
Chameleon.
Yeah.
What?
It's really good, yeah.
The rattlesnake in there is so banging. He's just so cool.
There's a lot of little animated movies.
I see, I would have watched the shit if.
And
if
Chameleon, or whatever it is.
So. Chameleon.
Yeah, Chameleon.
If I would have watched that during, like, me playing Red Dead Redemption, I don't know. I used to, we'd be in the car, like, after Red Dead came out, and I was on that. Yeah, I was, like, yelling in the car, like, goddamn O'Driscoll's. I was screaming that shit, man. And then when she was driving, I'd be like,
goddamn O'Driscoll's.
Goddamn O'Driscoll's. Goddamn. Malik don't know good games.
I didn't play the game enough.
Malik actually already pre-ordered his deluxe edition for Fast and Furious.
Oh, the
did you actually?
PS2
yeah, he got the deluxe.
Bro, the whole time, ask Kyler, the whole time they were showing that shit, what was I yelling? I was like, yo, this shit is garbage.
Shit was trash.
I was like, why would you even...
Like, it's not a lot of games, like even, like, the trailers, like, I'm like, okay, it's all right, but I'm not interested. That one was trash. That was just straight.
I wouldn't even, that's not even...
Just to put
that was probably a worse trailer than that.
It was the Game Awards, and then the last video game trailer they showed was fucking Fast and Furious, and I remember while it was playing, who was, like, the first actress they showed? Wasn't it the black girl from The Walking Dead?
Michelle?
Well, that's what I know her for. The black John from Walking...
Michelle?
No, not Michonne. That's the other black one. The one who was in...
Get Out?
Shit.
She was in Get Out?
Shoot. She was with... She was with the black boy with the beard early on in a prison season.
I stopped watching.
Tyrone. She was with Tyrone.
She was in Get Out.
Was she in Get Out?
The... Will she get out?
I don't think so.
I know
Black girl.
Walking
Dead.
I know he's
talking
about. Who the fuck is Tyrone? Tyrone in The Walking Dead. Remember the bull when the zombie was about to kill him? He had the hammer. He was like going off, and he somehow survived.
She was in the forest with them when they found like that train. They were following the train tracks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She.
I can't remember her name. Sasha.
Sasha. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Is that her? That's not her. Wait.
I don't think that was her.
And yeah, it was. It was. That was her.
She wasn't even in any of Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I don't know why they would bring her in.
That was her in the trailer of Fast and Furious. I know. Ugly. Oh, hold on.
She's not ugly.
You just called her ugly?
No, the ugly cinematic. She's very pretty.
I was about to say, bitch.
Beautiful black queen.
That ugly black don't know.
Wow.
Fast and Furious.
I'm sorry.
Like, I seen that. Like, they was like, this is the last trailer. And I'm just like, why?
Yeah, the whole time I was like, this isn't even something to be like surprised.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
happy
like,
about
well,
like that. It's just
if it looked banging, like you
it
can,
didn't even look like the cars were fast.
That's what I'm saying. Like it didn't look good at all. Like
I was just literally watching it like, bro, there's no way no one's gonna buy this.
Like I would have been more accepting if they had that Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I was wrong. But it looks like that character model looked like her. Look, watch. See, kind of, I don't know.
Like
either way, these character models look like...
Can't relate.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
Like
the game was just overall bad. That's why I was like, there's no way on this green earth that anybody will purchase this game. At $60, you bumped your damn head.
Wait, so it's... This was a game that was made already?
No. They're making it.
Okay. Like it was made for 360.
It looked like it was made for like PlayStation 1. Like jeez. In 2003. Bro, it's like it, you're just looking at it and you're like.
Did they have like live, did they have gameplay?
Mm-hmm. No. No, I think it was just like cinematics and stuff.
Cinematics.
So like that's how, that's like.
Ew.
No, yeah. Like,
don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm not the, somebody that
the,
like.
The Riddick games look better than.
Yo, for real.
Vin Diesel looks like a fucking troll there.
What?
Fusion Frenzy look better than that shit.
Oh, shit.
And, like, I don't even I'm not one person, like, get on graphics. I really don't. It's a game. Like, I expect it. Not, it's not real life.
But, like, come on.
Yeah, bro. Like, damn. All right.
Come on.
There's some type of, where we at today with technology.
Do you even care?
Yeah. Did you try? Like, so, I you know, it was just overall bad.
Then, yeah, then they showed that one scene with, like, Vin Diesel and then,
Michelle.
Who?
Michelle Rodriguez?
No, the other, the black boy.
Oh, Tyrese?
Yeah. And it was like, they had like this witty conversation or something.
I think, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just whack.
I was waiting for him to say One Last Ride in that entire. Yeah, I swear like the past couple of Fast and Furious movies, the trailers, they've said the One Last Ride.
One Last
Ride. That's his goal. Like, he don't like doing more, but they keep dragging him in it. That's
why. Wait, who, Vin Diesel?
Yeah. Like, they drag, come on.
Well, his character?
Yeah, like, he says, like,
Dominic Toretto?
Yeah, he says, like, I'm done. And then something happens, like, they kidnap his son and, they kidnap his child. And he's like, well, yeah. I gotta do that.
So, the weird thing about it, too, is that they're trying to make, like, it seems like they're trying to make Fast and Furious, like, this crazy franchise. And it's like, I'm not saying that it's not.
It's working.
Well,
because now they have, so on Netflix, there's going to be a show, it's called Fast and Furious Spy Kids or something like that.
That's fucking dumb.
It's Dom's cousin, and he's like, oh, I'm a Toretto and shit, and blah, 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 and it's animated. So they have that, then they have the video game, then they have the movie.
I think they're only like, doing it because I know with the movies, like, Paul Walker only was like, his goal was to do 9 of them.
Damn.
So that was his goal, and I think he passed away after like 6.
Was it 6? Oh,
it's 6 or 7. I can't remember how many it was, but that's why they're doing it. It seemed like it's still going on forever because he wanted to do 9, and Vin's like, we're only gonna do 9, and then I'm done. So that's why, you know, like this next one's the very last one. The Hobbs and Shaw one was just like.
But you saw Hobbs and Shaw, so it's like they're almost like expanding to this universe
because it's easy money. They don't have to, and it's an easy story. They just they don't have to come up with a new backstory for a new character. They just literally throw the character you already know into some crazy shit.
It's gonna be a Hobbs and Shaw too.
Kids who are grown up. Yeah, like I said, they're mad enjoyable to.
Like
to watch.
Yeah, I mean,
they're super fun.
Hobbs and Shaw was a fun movie. I fell asleep like watching it for the first time.
It's definitely you've seen it more than once.
No, I mean, I've only seen it once, but I fell asleep. But like the first, like while when I first watched it, I fell asleep and then I just turned it back on again.
Yeah, I actually got turned off with Fast and Furious when was it Tokyo Drift that Hans. That's his name?
Yeah, where he died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he didn't really die, right?
No, he did.
No, he did.
He did.
He died.
So the movie after that was a flashback. Yeah, Tokyo Drift basically is just showing like what happened in Tokyo. And then when Han dies, Dave's like, okay, that's where Han dies at. So the one after just shows like Gal Gadot and then she's in it.
Like, yeah, it was like a flashback. And then like at the end of that movie, he's like, all right, I'm thinking of going to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Because
his goal was them to move to Tokyo. That was
And then she died, right?
And then she died on the plane scene. So.
Oh, yeah. So like, I got turned, when he died, because then I was just like.
He's like, why is he still here?
Yeah, and then the next movie came out, and I was like, oh, shit, there's like a whole story to this shit.
They kind of started making a story out of it.
And then Michelle Rodriguez, her character, dying and then coming back, and it was like.
Cause that's why I like
y'all got something.
That's actually why I liked it though, cause the first three ones was just like it was just senseless racing, you know. So it was like okay, they're just racing and racing and racing.
Then
after that, then they just like kind of started putting a story into it. And I was like, oh, okay, I can actually rock with this.
I don't know. It just, like, they started turning into, like, super spies and shit. And it's just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, because, which, for like, me, it's like just... Impossible. Yeah, that's what it was. It was, like, Mission Impossible, but on a different
shit.
Level. Yeah,
it's crazy shit going down. Mission Impossible with cars.
Yeah, but yeah. I felt like it could have still stayed street, though.
Yeah.
But how long do you want
it
to stay there?
It wouldn't have lasted.
Exactly.
I mean, just think about it.
How many times
did you start doing this crazy shit? They came up with Fast and Furious. People was like,
oh, it's just a racing movie. Yeah, Paul Walker's a cop that ended up becoming close friends with, like, Dominic.
Oh, yeah.
The franchise like, pretty much died already, and so they started doing all the crazy shit.
So then they said, let's put a story onto it. Then it was like, okay, let's try it out. And then when people seen how the reaction was when they started with the story,
flinging themselves out of cars, catching other people flying in the air.
That shit was like
y'all won't die on fucking impact.
Yeah, right? Or let's just drop a fucking car out of an airplane with a parachute and, you know.
See what happens.
Yeah. They do all them scenes where they fucking grab each other's hands, knowing damn well. Vin Diesel would have grabbed my arm. My shit would have got dislocated. I'd have been like, yo.
Yeah, but like I said, it's enjoyable. So they're going to keep making them until people start watching.
So final thoughts. Before I die, we'll be at like Fast 44.
God, no.
I hope so.
Fast 44.
I'll be the only person who watches y'all watch this.
And you're going to be dead right before Fast 43.
Stop it.
And you're going to be like, damn, I'll never know. I'll never get to 44.
I'll never know why Dominic's son didn't take on this person or whatever the case may be.
I made up a joke, too.
Are you going to tell it?
No, I'm going to say it right now. What did the bouncer say to the bladder before he went into the club?
What?
Urine. Ha. Ha ha ha. Like, urine. But, like, pee-pee. Like, there you go. I knew that.
Is that what you wanted?
Thought it was funny.
And with that joke, we've closed this
session. That joke
session.
Was drier than a mother.
So we're going to have to take
I'm
going to
catch Malik tweet
L.
that one day. And if he gets a lot of retweets from that, I'm going to be upset.
I just tweet Jon Snow quotes. I don't want it.
I don't want it.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's all I just tweet Jon Snow quotes.
There's still something in my eye. So,
okay,
so
that wraps it up for us. You know, it's been a... thank you for hanging with each other one last time. It's your boy Lil, aka Lil Beats, aka Lil Grippers.
Lil Grippers.
Right, that's your shit. Yo, that's your shit.
Lil Grippers.
That's your shit.
It's your boy Lee.
It's Leo. It's Mark. Bye.